here, before we get started, I'd like to really touch on a difference in two types of training, and I'll be brief and quick. One is, think of the obedient dogs that you had, or your neighbors had, or your friend had from your childhood. Just your conventional, classic, obedient dog that knows how to sit, lay down, stay, roll over, play dead, heel to your left leg, you know, maintain pace as you walk, and get around children. So let's classify that as 1A type of training. What falls under that is a bunch of limited commands, such as a heel in itself. It's telling the dog, stop everything, drop everything, get your butt over here pronto, my left leg, I'm trying to show off for all the humans around me and look really cool. Awkward, silent moment, because that's how I feel every time. Now let's go to 1B. I want you to think about an alternative to this. I don't want to limit the potential of an animal that can hear, who knows how much better than me, the older I get too, that can smell. Just, I'm going to guesstimate a good quarter mile. He can smell me about a quarter mile. And I have experiences to follow on with that in dealing with my dog. So I want you to think of a different type of heel. Now, as I said, I don't want you to limit yourself either. Everything that I'm doing here, this type of training, all this training, is just to share with you in hopes that maybe someone could share something with me, a better way to do something that I'm doing. And that's really all this is. I just want to make it known that there are infinite number of ways to get your dog to sit down. He's probably going to do it without any of them, without any training. You blink, close your eyes, you turn your head, he'll be sitting down when you turn back. Now, where was I? We haven't even gotten to the first segment yet. But 1B, this different type of updated heel. Now, I always make the dog heel directly on me where he's touching me. However, he can heel to any side of my body as long as he remains in between me and either a target that we're tracking, or it be a threat, or another person that he could consider a threat that I would know is not. So now here's the difference. Here's how I'm not limiting the canine. I'm going to rely on his senses, and I'm not going to make him rely on me, the dumb, stupid human that can't hear or see or smell anything. So now that I know that my dog is going to always stay between me and the target that we are tracking, or me and a threat, every time I call my dog back to heel, whether it be in the park, in the backyard, wherever, anytime, maybe in the middle of the night when I let him out to go use the bathroom, he's going to not come to my left leg and be shut down like a robot. He's going to come and line up on my body where he's touching me. But however, the place of my body, the 0 to 360 degree angle that he is on, that is going to be the line of direction, the path to the threat, or the target, or the tracking target, or the victim, or the fill in the blank. So that is a way for the dog to come back and communicate to you. All you have to do is perceive it. And as humans, we're not good at perceiving things from other humans. I'm just going to stop there during these times. Today is June 19th, 2020. We got a Father's Day coming up. I wish everyone a happy Father's Day. So, we've had a big day yesterday on June 18th. We temporarily lost a member of our pack. Not going to go into it, but a dog was involved, and it was a great deal. It's going to be a good ending. So, I'm going to finish up this segment, which wasn't even a planned segment. So, here we go. A forced ending right here. So I said something about lining up. Okay, so I'm going to talk a lot about command structures and command trees. I'm going to say that a lot. And these are just where you, if you picture a tree, whether upside down or right side up, you start with the trunk. you have one command. And let's say it's fetch. So he fetches back and forth. That's one thing. Now, the dog's going to get bored of just that one maneuver. You're going to get bored of just that one maneuver. Now, that one command, fetch, is going to spread out. Now, you as the handler, you decide which way this tree grows. And you just make sure it keeps growing. Don't limit it. Don't make him rely on you. We are relying on the dog. And at the top of this segment, I was stating that these are the two types of differences. Your conventional dog that we grew up with is a dog that is commanded to impress us, is commanded to perform his willingness to please. He only does it when he's allowed, and in most cases, he has a 50-50 chance of either getting a positive reward or negative reward, that being maybe it's just called a spanking. Anything that's not positive reinforcement. See, we're already starting to branch off here. But I'm going to stick with this narrow-minded idea that I've almost got wrapped up here. The opposite side of that conventional dog is going to be a dog that's not commanded to, but is relied on to alert to a person's medical levels, epilepsy. I've been training dogs to alert to a vehicles that house the COVID-19 virus. I don't want to go in that direction. It's going to be very talkative. No, I don't want to go there yet. So what we're going to do is we're just going to stay with this. This dog, the second type of command structure is where the dog is not commanded. It's relied upon because you know you have trust. The way you have this trust is through positive reinforcement. We're going to talk about spectrums and stuff like that, but through positive reinforcement, in comparison to the other training, you have a 50-50 chance as well of two things. Reward, and instead of a negative physical punishment, which I like to refer to as a Mike Tyson body shot, possibly, we'll just call it this, silence. This would be the negative reward. Me being quiet is a reward in itself, so it's a win-win for the dog. And under those conditions where you have either a 50-50 chance of terror from a big unknown malignant organism such as me, or you have a 50-50 chance at a reward or nothing, that positive side is what increases the willingness to please, where the dog will come out and initiate stuff for you when you're branching off on these commands like fetch. Maybe he goes to fetch, does a backflip, and then comes back to you. Hey, look into border collies if that's what you want. So I'm going to stop here. That was a whole 9-minute segment that I didn't expect to do at the very beginning of the show. And we will go ahead and move into the top of the show. Thanks for joining us.